episode 2557, On a Wing and a Borrowed Prayer.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy, happy day. I don't know where your heart is, but I do know that God wants to make time for you if you're willing to make time for Him on a wing and a borrowed prayer. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have had the opportunity, you want to head on over to creaturenow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Are you living on a wing and a borrowed prayer? Life is not about knowing all, but knowing who creates all. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know where you're sitting today. I don't know your situation, your circumstances. I don't know if you're looking at your bank account going, I don't know how we're going to make it through the rest of the month. And it's like you just started. Or maybe already the beginning of this new year, you're like, it's just not looking good. You're hoping that December already comes. Or maybe you're putting off the health. You don't want to go to the doctors because you know what the doctor is going to tell you. Or maybe you have a breath of fresh air, a new baby in the family, something to celebrate. There's highs and lows in life. And sometimes we just don't know always how to live it out, how to handle it. Why start out your week in question? Are you worth what you are asking for? Are you brave enough to ask? Sometimes we're so caught up that we don't even know where to begin with God. Faith develops questions, and with questions come answers along with more questions. You don't understand why you're in the situation you're in, and you can't comprehend why an acquaintance of yours is suffering too. You're frozen in time where pain and hurt prevails. Deceit clouds the truth while blame extinguishes the possibility of restoration. Hearts are broken. Heads are befuddled. On a wing and a borrowed prayer. It wraps you in hope. The pain lessens but is not forgotten. The hurt slows to a faded beat. Is there anything beyond what you can see? Is there anything beyond what you can feel? Is there anything beyond what you can hear? Life is sometimes easier when we ride along with what we know. That becomes our comfort zone, where we like to rest and lay our head. However, there comes a point where your faith must behold on a wing and a borrowed prayer. God does not expect you to have all the answers, because He does. Now, you and I both know He also doesn't work on our timetable. I don't know why He can't get the same calendar as we have. Come on, doesn't Amazon deliver to heaven? But regardless, God knows best. And with that, you and I can build our faith not on a whim, but on a wing and a borrowed prayer. For the start of your new year, I encourage you to rest on God's promises, His prayers, His words. Many of them you know. The Lord's Prayer. The Lord is my shepherd. The Serenity Prayer. May the Lord bless you. I can do all things through Christ. There are lots of prayers. Some come as scriptures and others from personal experience and great penmanship. Way back in 2000, Bruce Wilkerson wrote a book, The Prayer of Jabez. And I want to leave this prayer with you this week. And you may want to write it down. You can look at it. It comes from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. And it reads this, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. What would it be like for you to receive a blessing from God? Because let's be real, a lot of times we're praying for other people's blessings. Other people, we're lifting them up, carrying the belief torch for them. And yes, we have our prayers, but sometimes we just kind of drift away. And when I'm saying not the prayers of your family, I'm talking about you personally, what you need. your dreams, your wishes? Have you ever really asked God and said, Lord, I want this blessing? Quite frankly, I think most of us don't. I don't think we're specific with God because we almost kind of cowered backward, and not in a negative way. It's just that fearful. Why would God give us something? We are supposed to sacrifice and give to others. Yes, but God also wants to give to you. He wants to bless you. And so this year, I want to challenge you in the season that you're in to cry out to God and ask Him, Lord, will you bless me? Enlarge my territory. What territory needs to be enlarged for you? Where do you need to have greater influence? In your own family? At church? In your workplace? Maybe just walking to and from school? Where is it for you? And ask Him and say, Lord, let your hand be with me. Bless me. Keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain, so I won't hurt. I want to do your work, God, and I need this blessing from you. It was granted to Jabez. May this prayer be a daily conversation of you asking God for how He can be a part of your everyday and bring a blessing to you. Reach out to Him. Let this be your morning praise. A request of, Lord, thank you for this gorgeous day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And I ask you, Lord, to enlarge my territory. I ask you to keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And may your hand be upon me. This, Lord, I ask of you. Go out with love in your heart and faith in your soul. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.